School News Roll Call for Tustin Unified School District features an article titled, TUSD Staff Comes Through in Challenging Times, by Dr. Gregory A. Franklin, Superintendent, as follows. I wish to acknowledge and congratulate the Tustin Unified School District staff on a successful return to in-person classes. This was an incredibly complex process that took the work and cooperation of the entire district. I recognize that many people had to address child care, health concerns, and other personal matters to return to campuses. I also know that many of our students are better off for your efforts, and it has been terrific to see students on campuses. I want to recognize several of the groups that made this possible. Teachers, paraeducators, principals, assistant principals, the Educational Services Department, and Informational Technology have done incredible work to make the hybrid instructional model work. Teaching has never been more sophisticated, and the team worked together to make it possible. Besides the back-end work by Information Technology and Educational Services, teachers are working completely differently than they ever have before. Kudos to the teachers and everyone who supports their work. TUSD school nurses have played a key role in helping create the district's reopening plan, establishing safety protocols, training staff and students, and liaising with the Orange County Health Care Agency, California Department of Health, and others. Additionally, they have done a terrific job monitoring student health, conferring on IEPs and 504 plans. The district appreciates their important contributions. The Special Education Department has remained committed to providing services to students with those under difficult circumstances. An assessment clinical team conducted in-person assessments over the summer, and our students with the most intensive needs were brought to campus a few days ahead of other students to help them with a smooth transition back to in-person instruction. Teachers, paraeducators, behavior interventionists, psychologists, therapists, and their leaders are doing great work. The Business Services and Maintenance and Operation Department address numerous issues to equip and prepare our campuses for a safe return, from purchasing hard-to-obtain supplies to installing water bottle filling stations. They have established new cleaning protocols, built plexi shields for high-traffic areas, and supported school sites in many ways. Nutritional Services continues to take care of our students' most basic needs, food. Since the district closed to in-person classes on March 13, the Nutritional Services staff have prepared and distributed thousands of meals every week, including this summer. Now, under the hybrid model, they are providing meals to in-person students as well as those learning from home. They have done an outstanding job. Finally, Personnel Services worked with employees on personal issues, recruited and filled candidates for open positions, and continues to add to our shallow pool of substitute teachers. Thank you to everyone for your efforts to bring students back to campuses. The hybrid model is not perfect, but every well-planned step toward a normal school day is an important progress. Our students are counting on us. Go TUSD! We at School News Roll Call urge you to read this issue in its entirety to learn what is happening in your school district.